Today is Saturday, August 6, 2005. This is Moshe Moskovitz. You're listening to live from Mount Sinai. This is show number 100. It's not really show number 100 because, you know, I didn't number the shows until now, okay? And I don't know what the actual number of the show is, maybe 30, 40, who knows? But it's just easier if I just start things at a nice, even number, as long as I'm numbering shows. Okay, so this is the show de facto number 100. Okay? Not really 100, but we're going to call it that. All right. Today, I'm going to talk about flag assholes. Assholes that, you know, wave the flag. I'm going to talk all about these cocksuckers. We're going to talk about Jay Severin and the Jay Severin-Jack Kevorkian connection. Both of these men are evil men, and I believe that they're really genetically identical, but we're going to get into that. I want to apologize to my loyal fans, and also I want to just, for my non-loyal fans, for my transient listeners, I want to express my disdain towards them. And I also want to talk about Ed Bunker, my favorite writer, who died last week. And, okay. We will start with the Jay Severin, Jack Kevorkian connection. Now, on my website, you'll have to scroll down a bit, but I have like two photos, one of Jack Kevorkian, one of Jay Severin. Okay? And you know, one is on top of the other, but you'll go to the website, talkwarrior.com. Okay? And it's amazing. These two people are identical, okay? I believe that they are clones, okay? They're both evil. We know they're evil, all right? I did a whole show on Jack Kevorkian and how, you know, he helped to kill one person who spent time in a mental institution with me. I did a whole show on that. I'm not going to go into that, but he just, you know, sort of snuffed a mentally ill woman, and you know, there's, I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but there's a lot of weird shit. He's evil, and I can't understand really why people think that Jack Kevorkian is some kind of fucking saint or something. I mean, he knocks off it's something like 80%, I don't know the exact statistic, 80% or so of the people that he helped to kill or killed. He was finally convicted of murder. Maybe not murder, but a manslaughter. I don't know the exact charge. I have a little bit of, I'm getting a little bit of ADD today. I spaced on that. The fans are on, and that always screws up my mind, because, you know, I'm sort of just bordering on being normal. Okay, Jay Severin, moving on to Jay Severin, he is a real asshole, and he's sort of like an indignant asshole. It's sort of like, you know, there's a lot of assholes out there. You know, there's like Rush Limbaugh, and he's sort of an asshole. He's more than an asshole. He's like a real asshole. But he's like, he doesn't get like really angry and indignant. You know, he's not like, you know, but he's not, he does get angry, but he's not like Jay Severin. Jay Severin is like, you know, he's ready to take to the streets and kill liberals and welfare recipients or and Iraqis and all the, you know, all the people he hates, you know. And oh, we have, he calls Hillary Clinton the first bitch, and He is just one nasty motherfucker. But I think that there's not an accident why these people are why they look identical. Okay, I believe that Jack Kevorkian spawned a clone of himself, which was Jay Severn. I don't know how he got the technology back then, but let me tell you, Jay Severn and Jack Kevorkian are the same people. Okay. Now, let's move on to flag assholes. Boy, I really hate flag assholes. Okay? You know, there's different kinds of flag assholes. Let's start with the flag assholes that go in their, you know, they have their flag on their car, you know? And it's like, these assholes, they're always the assholes that are making the illegal U-turns, that are parked in, like, no parking zones, and, like, they're always parked in the space that, you know, that makes it impossible to, to maneuver out of a parking lot without, like, risking your life or something. It's always these assholes, and I have a theory about them. I think that, you know, because there's, you know, they have the flag, and it means that they're so patriotic, they're sort of, like, above, you know, the laws of that you and I must follow, the unpatriotic Americans. And boy, I hate those assholes. Why don't they keep their flags at home? And then we have the assholes that have put their fucking American flags on their houses, and that's obnoxious. But like, I live in public housing. And I actually know these people. They're Republicans. It's weird. It's like, they're Republicans, but they're like the only people in this whole housing complex I could like have a normal conversation with. But normally I don't associate with, well, I'm courteous with Republicans. I don't like to get too friendly with them. I don't, you know, call them assholes, and, you know, I'm not like that, but I just, you know, but anyways, They're good people, but, you know, for Republicans, but they put this American flag. They just, I don't know where they found it, but they this like this handicap access thing, and they put it like tied the American flag right onto the railing, and it's like, and it's like, no one gave them authority to fucking do that. And it's like, you know, that sort of bothers me, okay? But the thing is, they're being all patriotic, okay? But they just, like, totally are like, disobeying. Like, you know, there's a certain procedure to put up the flag, okay? You know, there's a number of rules here. You know what? And I have this from, I have these rules from a really, you know, from a really good source here. I found it off of the Little Debbie box. and they're breaking, you know, I believe that these rules confirm with to conform to some de facto Senate resolution or some horseshit. There's no real law about how to display the flag, okay? There isn't. But there's sort of a de facto standard, and they're sort of breaking all these. And I think this Little Debbie thing really is actually a good source of information on this. Here, it says, when displaying the flag horizontally against a solid surface, such as a wall, blah, 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 the blue field called the union of the flag should be at the top and to the left from the viewpoint of the observer. Well, they have it the wrong way. They have it backwards, okay? So the union is the opposite of what the Little Debbie instructions tell you. Okay, that's one flag law they broke, one de facto flag law they broke. It also says you can't, here, display the flag only from sunrise to sunset unless it is properly illuminated. Well, pfft, you know, they, you know, they don't obey that, you know. They don't illuminate it, they don't take it off. It's always there. Okay? So here. Two flag laws broken. It says do not display the flag during inclement man. I gotta really know how to pronounce these words before I do the podcast. See, you're getting the real retarded Moshe Voskovitz. You're not getting the, you know, the Moshe Voskovitz pretending that he has an IQ over 100. You're getting the raw Moshe Voskovitz. Okay. Well, anyways, this is, it's not an all-weather flag, and they're not taking it out during inclement weather, or let's just say bad weather. I believe that that's what they mean by this. So that's three flag rules being broken. Okay, now I mean you might as well take the flag and wipe your ass with it. They're totally disrespecting it. Okay, and I don't mind when people disrespect the flag. It just bothers me, the hypocrisy of the whole thing. You know, if you're going to be, you know, a flag waver, you know, At least do it right. Be a professional flag asshole. You know, professional flag waving dickhead or whatever. You know, and it's like, you know, and let me tell you, I like to like hang a red flag. I don't want a hammer and sickle on. I just want it to just be all red. You know, just so it'd be like symbolic of blood. You know, of the workers and all the assholes that. You know, all the capitalist society likes to fuck, or the assholes that, you know, I'm having a real problem today. But look, okay, but if I'd put that red flag up, okay, I'm sure it wouldn't last like a day, 2 days. Okay, they say, what's this red flag doing here, you know? But I think it sucks when people think that they can do whatever the fuck they please and put up their flags and their you know, get your fucking shitty symbols out of my face. Okay, it's like everyone is above the law. Okay, all right. Let's do. Want to do the apology to my loyal fans. All right. I had a wig out on my last show, and I berated my fans and all that, and all my listeners because they weren't voting for me. And I just want to say, look. By the way, my people came through for me, okay? And it's only my loyal fans that voted for me, but they came through. And I just want to say that when I call my listeners assholes and scum and shit, and because they are, I don't mean my loyal people, okay? I'm just talking about, you know, the transient assholes, okay? You know... And I just want to say, like, I'm a really angry person, and so, you know, when I call people, you know, I'm just angry, you know. So don't take it personally. When my loyal people, I don't mean that for them, okay. I just mean everyone else is an asshole, not the loyal people. Okay, lastly, we're going to do Ed Bunker, and I just want to say, the reason why I want to talk about Ed Bunker, he was my favorite writer. He died last week. There's also a photo of him on the blog, talkwarrior.com, and Bunker, the reason why he sort of had something to do with this show, not really, but I wanted to have the guy on the show. You know, he wrote novels about like prison, you know, because he was a former convict, and I wanted to get him on the show, and because that was part of my original lofty dream for this show, and you know, I thought, oh boy, I'll have listeners, and people listen to me, and I wouldn't have to, you know, threaten, you know, my, you know, 100 or so listeners a week to vote for me or else, and I get Bunker on the show, and I get him on, and I interview him, but, you know, I never got him on the show because it was like, what's the point? I got, like, you know, just a few listeners. You know, what's the point of hassling the guy? But he's dead now. He signed one. Let me just say, if you want to read Ed Bunker, read No Beast So Fierce. Okay? And I wrote to him. And he actually used to have this website, edbunker.com or edwardbunker.com, and it actually, for some reason, the website became like a porno website. Okay, I don't know why. I think like just they I don't know something. I don't think Bunker. I doubt if Bunker was involved in the porno site. I doubt it. But anyways, I emailed him and he sent me a first, like, it was like one of the original first edition paperbacks. He said it was his last, and he signed it. It was cool, you know. And someday the man is gonna like push me into the street. It's a matter of time before I'm living in the street. I've lived there before, and I know I'm going back there. And because, you know, I can't hold a job and no one will hire me, but you know, it's like, I know it's like, when I'm eventually pushed into the street, I'm going to take that Ed Bunker novel, and it's going to be like, I'm going to only take the necessities, and I'm just going to take that Bunker novel. I'm going to the grave with that motherfucker. It'll probably be worth a lot, eventually. Maybe. But I would never sell it. Okay. This has been probably the most retarded podcast that I've ever done. Now, I just want to say a little more about my anger towards my anger, my general anger, and why I had a wig out last week and started threatening my listeners. You know, it's like all these assholes, you know, do these podcasts, and you know, I'm retarded, you know, and I just, you know, I'm not prepared, and even if I was prepared, I just fuck up the whole podcast, you know, just one, and I just fuck the whole thing up. But I try, you know, to take subjects that are off, what's the word, that are just not, I try to stay away from the usual shit, you know. I try to inject a little humor, and you know, there's all these assholes making the most inane podcasts. I mean, they're talking about just such ridiculous crap that you wouldn't believe. And they're like in the top 10, top 100 podcasts, and they're kicking ass, and they're getting all kinds of listeners, and you know, and I've done much better shows than this. This is a really bad show, it's turning out to be, but you know, at least, you know, I have spirit. And these assholes, and it's like, I just can't beat the man, you know, and I don't know if all these people, they're doing these inane podcasts are even, you know, I think that they're probably rigging the voting system, and they're probably just creating false identities and so forth, because I can't see, I mean, you know, this podcast is not rocket science, okay? But it's not on the same banal level as these retarded podcasts, and I don't understand how these retards could be so successful. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just, people are just not interested in what I have to say. But I do try, Okay. I'll see you later. Okay. I was just editing the podcast. You know, I stopped and I started editing it. I don't edit it, but I, like, remove, like, any breaks and I make it louder and so forth. But I don't edit these things. But anyways, while I was dicking with it, I discovered, I forgot to do the credits, okay? And then I thought, fuck. I didn't talk, I didn't really say what I wanted to say about Ed Bunker. And actually, I forgot about 500,000 things. But I just want to talk a little more about Ed Bunker. And then do the credits, and that'll be it, okay? And one thing I want to say about Bunker that I think is fairly unique about him. There's other writers like this, but not too many. Bunker talked about an issue in this country that we don't like to talk about, okay? A subject that we don't like to talk about. We're sort of afraid to talk about it. We want to just pretend it doesn't exist, or we want to just make it go away. But he talked a lot in his writing about race, and also in his essays, and you know, there's really very few people actually talking about this. It's an important subject. I don't think it's not why I like Ed Bunker, okay? I like Ed Bunker because he's, you know, a really exciting writer and writes really great, exciting shit, you know, and it's just awesome shit. But, you know, nobody wants to talk about race. No one wants to really examine it. I've tried to talk about it, talk about racial inequities on this show. I always feel that I'm always not doing enough. I'm missing the mark, and I always feel like I'm sort of really not. I'm not really helping anyone, but. I mean, it's not my, I don't feel it's, I'm not trying to help people, but I am trying to just inform people that we do have a serious fucking problem in this country, you know? I did a whole show about the statistics of black people that live in poverty and that are in prison, and it's really, I don't have it on me, but it's really some scary shit. How many black people, relative to white people, are living a life of shit. And I think it's unfair, and I think it's wrong. And I think there's more that we can do about it. And I think that, people like John Kerry and Hillary Clinton, and you know, instead of wasting their time trying to appease the center, and they'll never get the center, okay, because they'll never make better Republicans than the real McCoy. You know, here's an idea. Why don't they try to actually not just sort of say, you know, at the very end, you know, the last week of the election, you know, go to, you know, have your you know, John Kerry goes to black churches and has pictures taken with blacks and footage, you know, so he could say, oh, I'm with you, black people. But instead of that, you know, why doesn't he, like, say, you know, we have a problem here, and I feel your pain, and I want to do something about it. In fact, here is what I propose to do about it. Well, that way, who knows, maybe black people might not feel as if they're being taken, their vote is being taken for granted, and maybe they'll vote for John Kerry. That's just an idea. Instead of being a suck up asshole trying to, you know, get the center, you know, and being a Republican light, you know, why don't you actually, you know, try to do something, you know, to better society, you know? That's just an idea. I'm just like I'm mentally retarded guy, so what do I know? But I don't know, it's just an idea that I had. And well, that's all I wanted to say on that, and I'm gonna get to the credits. Okay, I'd like to thank John Truby for providing us with his music. For more information about John Truby, please go to our website at talkwarrior.com. I would also like to thank the God of my original father, Abraham, who gives me the energy and courage to fight evil. This show is a copyrighted broadcast of the TalkWarrior.com radio network. It may be retransmitted, provided that it is not altered or excerpted in any way. Please see our website, TalkWarrior.com, for updated information about the show. All right. Now, this show is now on iPodder, okay? And I really need the iPodder people, or the people that would, you know, want to check out, would like to be iPodder people. I need these people to go to iPodder, and or if they're already there, to vote for me. And I'm not even sure how in the fuck to do that. But if you know how to do it, if you can figure it out, do it. You know, maybe you need an IQ of over 95 to figure this one out. But I think you have to probably just have an IQ of at least 95 or at least 110 to figure out how to use the iPodder interface, because it's so fucking terrible. But, you know, it's made by Apple, and it's a computer for the rest of us. So I guess if you don't have the computer for the rest of us, you have the computer for the retarded. But anyways, okay. All right. Okay. Also, I really need people to vote for me. Okay. Vote for the show. Okay. If you're not using iPodder, and that fact, you know, fuck it. Don't even bother with the iPodder shit, because unless you're using iPodder and you know how to use it, don't bother, because it's just a fucking mind blower, you know. I don't think you can handle it, you know, because I don't know, maybe I could, but don't, you know, I wouldn't try it. Okay, it's dangerous. All right, please, if you're on iPod or if you're not, please go to go to my website, and in the menu, okay, it right under where it says live from Mount Sinai, it'll say vote. Let me see, it says vote for the podcast. Okay, and it's right in the left-hand menu. Okay, please go there, and that'll bring you to Podcast Alley, and please vote. Okay, and you know the expression, vote early or vote often or whatever that is. But you know, I'm not endorsing any kind of illegal activity. But you know how it is. You know, it's like, I'm not telling you not to do something, but, you know, I can't stop you if you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? okay. This has just been a horrible podcast, and I'm just not with it today. I think I'm rusty. I've been doing, like, awful podcast showcase for, the past 2 weeks, it feels like, or something, and I'm just, feel like a total retard today. Anyways, I still have, this rule is still in effect, so really, I really want to impress upon you the importance of voting for me. I need one person each week to vote for me at Podcast Alley, alright? And if I can't have that, I'm going to start getting really angry, okay? And I'm going to start threatening, having a wig out. And you don't want me getting angry. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help me. It's not going to help anyone, all right? I can't afford anger management therapy. And, I'd probably, if I was in anger management therapy, I'd probably get so angry, I'd probably punch out the anger management guy. The anger manager, I don't know, whatever they call these people, I'd probably say, you know, okay, we're going outside, okay? You got a problem? We're stepping outside, you and me. I don't like people telling me I'm angry. Okay? We're going outside. All right, I'll see you again next week. Goodbye.